英国《每日邮报》的一篇报道说，在恋爱中，过半女性都有备胎。A report by the Daily Mail says half of women have a fallback partner or standby who has always fancied them in case their current relationship turns sour. A substantial percentage have kept another man in mind in case they end up single. And married women are more likely to have a plan B in the background than those who are just in a relationship.
Whoa.
It also emerged the backup is likely to be an old friend who has always had feelings for the woman in question.Such a frustrating story for men.
But we don't know. I mean, it doesn't say if men do this too. We would have to go on our own knowledge of that. Other candidates for the backup or the spare are an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband, a colleague, or someone they've just met at the gym. They're not very fussy, are they? They asked 1,000 women who said that the plan B is also likely to be someone that they've known for around 7 years, who will be ready and waiting.Because of unfinished business.
I don't know. Women are very good at, you know, managing human resources. Maybe having plan B, plan C are just their way of enjoying life.
Well, we know they can multitask, so perhaps this is something to do with it. John Artman's here.
I just wanted to jump in. A lot of this, it's really interesting. There's a lot of discussion about this kind of behavior going on in what is called by some the manosphere on the internet. And they would ascribe this to the decline in a woman's sexual market value as they peak at around 30 or so. And so they start coming down. The sexual market value of a woman starts going down at around 30 or so, and it's around that time that they start looking for the provider men, like male types who are like providers who can protect them and give them a stable home, right? And so that's really what it seems like they're looking for there.
Yeah.
And because they know they've been in a relationship with them before, or they're a good friend who's obviously shown they're willing to stick around.
Interesting comments.